Just 15 minutes from closing things down on a Wednesday edition of the Mike Keller Show. Mike will be back tomorrow. I'm not here tomorrow because of Badger Hoops. Badger women's basketball on the air tonight, 6:30. John will be back as well. Save yourself, myself, Phil Dawson, along with the Big A, Adam Eichstad. Now we're joined by CheeseheadTV.com's Brian Caravu. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Very good. Am I giving Badger fans a reprieve from the sorrows from yesterday?
Yeah, yes. That's why
you're giving
Phil
one.
I certainly needed it. But here's the problem: is that I'm one of these people where these games kind of affect me, and then for some odd reason, the disappointment has seeped into my Packers confidence. How can you kind of take that away? Say no, relax. Packers will beat up on Minnesota.
Well, how I'll do that is remind you of the year the Packers won the Super Bowl in 2010. The circumstances were even worse. Now, I know most people probably thought the Packers were going to get that bye to the divisional round. Remember back to 2010, the Packers had to go on the road 3 straight playoff games to get there when they were a number 6 seed. At least this year, they're a number 3 seed. Get at least one home playoff game, maybe more if things shake out the right way. So that maybe gives you a little bit more confidence.
How much confidence should we have with Charles Woodson coming back? It's going to be interesting to see kind of the role he plays, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, from all appearances, he's going to play. He's been cleared for contact. I think it is what his role will be. Based upon the way the season is shaked out, I don't think there's any way you can take away the job of Casey Hayward and the slot cornerback role, the role previously held by Charles Woodson. I don't think you can take that away with him, the way he's had 6 interceptions this season, the way he's in the running for the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year Award. Mm-hmm. But I do think you'll see Charles Woodson play that deep safety position, probably in place of M.D. Jennings. So I think you'll see him there, and you know, only in the Packers' base 3-4 defense.
Now, what's the latest on Randall Cobb? Is he expected to play? I think the latest I saw is that there's no word officially cleared to play. And if he does come back, what are you going to do with him in that punt return role?
Yeah, kind of a similar situation to Charles Woodson. I think it's a situation where Randall Cobb is going to play. He thinks he's going to play. He's participated in practice this week. But what is his role? Will it be on offense only, or will it be on returns? Mm-hmm. I tend to think that, at least to some extent, he'll be relieved of his return role duties by Jeremy Ross, who, you know, it's hard to put much stock into 2 games, but, I mean, he's reeled off a couple of 40-plus yard returns and has looked good. So I don't think there's any reason to risk, Cobb, on returns, risk injuring him further than he is already. So I certainly think he's the backup at these return roles, but I think he's back on offense pretty much as a regular thing he's done all year long, being the slot wide receiver, maybe playing a little bit of running back like we've seen every now and again. But, yeah, I think you're going to see him play a fair amount on offense on Saturday.
The other news today comes out of Chicago. The Chicago Tribune reported that the Bears asked for permission to interview offensive coordinator Tom Clements for their head coaching job. Don't know, you know, how serious they are about potentially hiring him, but what do you think he's done with the offense, and how much does he actually do? I know that he's really close with Aaron Rodgers in particular, but I don't know how much, you know, pull he has in the entire offense, because Mike McCarthy seems to reign over it. But what are your thoughts on potentially losing Tom Clements?
You know, I think last year there was a lot of attention on Joe Philbin and his input into the game plan each week with the Packers and how good of a job he did, prior to the game, not calling the plays, but, you know, setting things up throughout the week. I think it's the same thing with Tom Clements this year. And you know, I think Tom Clements has been integral into seeing how defenses are playing the Packers differently this season, playing with those deep safeties as they've seen so much this year, and kind of running the ball a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The offense hasn't been quite as prolific as it was last year, but that is due in part to the way the defenses have played the Packers. So He obviously is known for his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. I know just based upon interviews I've heard with Aaron Rodgers, how highly he thinks of him. I think Tom Clements is as good a candidate as any. I think he's, a legitimate candidate there. Whether he'll get it or not is another question. But, it's interesting to see how it all shakes out and when he might interview. Obviously, the Packers are in the middle of a playoff chase here, so we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, without question. All right, and how big of a game can Adrian Peterson have against this Packers defense again? And should that be the most worrisome factor, is just how good Adrian Peterson is and can potentially keep Minnesota in the game?
It is big, but you've got to think there's no way he could possibly have a game like that again where he has over 200 yards the first meeting this year, has 199, almost has 200 yards at the second meeting. If he goes and has 150, that still isn't very good for the Packers, this upcoming Saturday. So, they got to do a better job at bottling him up, though. They can't do it at the expense of letting Christian Ponder, having a good day as well. So,
yeah.
It is tough. It's, the push and pull dynamic there of, what do you do? Who do you stop? Who do you game plan against? And that's what makes Minnesota a tough team and what's make them an improved team this year.
Absolutely. Hey, Brian, I appreciate you coming on this afternoon or this evening. We'll tell people to go check out CheeseheadTV.com and can follow you, of course, on Twitter at Brian Caribou. That's CARRIVEAU. You can do that there. Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Take care. That's Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. What do you got playing in the background here?
Cheesehead baby.
I'm a cheesehead baby. You know what? I'm not a big fan of these.
It was awful. These rap
corny,
back in the
corny songs.
90s.
Like the Packerena.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was just brutal. All right, we're going to wrap up the Mike Keller Show after this.